A woman named Sam finds herself trapped in New York City during the early stages of an invasion by alien creatures with ultra-sensitive hearing. This is the third film of the series, Quiet Place, Day One. This is sort of a prequel telling basically how the whole thing started in the Quiet Place franchise. This one stars Joseph Quinn as Eric, Lupita Nyong'o as Samira, and Digimon Hunsu as Henry. I watched this film in a crowded theater on opening weekend. It had an estimated budget of $67 million, and so far worldwide on its opening weekend, it has grossed $22.5 million, according to IMDb. In the film, we have Samira, played by Lupita. She is going through cancer treatments. She's already weak. She needs medication. In essence, she has one foot in the grave. She has her little beautiful cat, her little black and white cat that she loves. She called it her service cat in the trailer of the show. They finally decided to get out of this nursing home that they were in and go out and to see a show. They do that, and right as the show is ending is when basically all hell breaks loose and aliens start coming in. This is the story about essentially her life, what happened with her and her character. These aliens that are invading apparently are blind, but they have super good hearing, as I read in the plot summary. It's really good hearing. It's like they could hear the slightest thing, one will jump on you and eat you. So they are really to be feared. And that's what brings me to one of the plot points is, why in the world would you be holding on to that cat? I realize people love their pets, but in a life and death situation where if the cat just meows, you could die, it's probably best to part ways, in my opinion, with such a feline companion. But I'm happy to say this is like a lot of American stories. This one has a happy ending for the cat, does end up surviving through the film. Now, I'm going to be entering into a little bit of spoiler territory. So there's a lot of trials and tribulations that Samira goes through with her cat. She ends up partnering up with Eric, who didn't know what to do. He was scared. He essentially was grabbing onto her and following her wherever she went with her cat. Eventually, they formed a bond. They became good friends. Eric also helped look after the kitty cat. They went through a bunch of stuff, ultimately trying to get to safety, which was near the port where all the water was, because there were aircraft that were flying over was saying, you got to get to the port or to the water because the creatures cannot swim or they can't survive in the water. So that's one of their weaknesses. There was a scene where Eric and Sam go into the water. They are pursued by one of those creatures. The creature is underwater and eventually ends up dying. So they could survive underwater for a short period of time, but they ultimately are safe in the water. They finally do get too close to the coast or to where the ship is that's taking all these people away. But there's just all these creatures watching the ship, and they knew the creatures couldn't jump in the water to swim to go after the ship, but they were kind of following the ship. It was Eric and Sam there near the end, and Sam decided she would create a diversion. She asked Sam to take care of her cat because in Sam's mind, she was already dying. She just wanted to make sure she got her cat to safety and Eric to safety. So she made a bunch of noise. She started breaking car windows, started diverting the attention of the aliens towards her while Eric and the kitty cat went to safety, ran into the water, and were able to climb aboard the ship to get away. At the very end of the film, you see Sam. She's watching the boat go away, and then in the background, one of the alien lands right by her. And so you kind of know what her fate is. I think it would be much better for her to have died from cancer than to succumb to one of those alien creatures. Now, that was when the credits rolled. They didn't show the alien actually killing her. I'm not saying there's going to be a continuation of the storyline, but they left it open a little bit. I think they just didn't want to show her getting eaten by the alien. It would have kind of been a depressing ending. It already was the way it ended anyhow. I would say Digimon Hunsu, great actor from Amistad and so many great films, plays the part of Henry. He was only in this film just a few lines here and there, and I would almost say a wasted part. I thought he was going to be more involved or intertwined into the plot, but he only had a little spot in the middle or in the beginning, and then a little spot at the end. There wasn't much of him. He was in the trailer, so it kind of insinuated that he would have more screen time. But both of the actors were really good and expressive. I'm talking Lupita and Joseph Quinn. He was really good playing a scared, wimpy kind of scared guy. Didn't know what to do, almost like a beta male. So he was really good in this film. Being in the theater, it was a small theater. This has never happened before, but I'm gonna go on a rant. There was this person in front of me, we're talking stadium seating, who was frequently checking his phone messages. Who does that? They put their hand over their head and check their email. I could tell it said on his phone he had 14 unread emails. That's how annoying this was. So instead of fully focusing on the movie, I was constantly being distracted by that. You do run into those sorts of issues sometimes in the movies, but most of the time people are respectful. A lot of the times that I go, I don't see anyone checking their phones, which is great. I think a lot of people do have that understanding that it's annoying to other people. And if you are going to check your messages, make sure you turn the volume down, turn your screen display down, and make sure your phone is low, not holding it above your head. So that's my rant for the day on this movie. That was something that happened, unfortunately, in this one. But overall, I really enjoyed this prequel, A Quiet Place Day One. I thought it was entertaining. I would give it 3 stars. For me, it doesn't elevate to 4, but one of the reasons why I don't elevate it is because being that it only runs for 1 hour and 40 minutes, there were so many slow parts, hardly any sound because you had to be really quiet, that it seemed like the film stretched longer. It felt like 3 hours at times. You're like, that was only less than 2 hours. It felt like 2.5 hours. That's one of the reasons why I only give A Quiet Place Day One 3 stars, but I did enjoy it. I do recommend it. Thought it was interesting. Also, if you enjoyed this content, please take the time to hit the heart button on the blog page. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.